Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. And I want to welcome you here again today for a wonderful show and a wonderful opportunity to learn from my life. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. And, you know, thanks again for sharing this show. I mean, this show is about you guys, right? This is about how to create freedom for you, how to ultimately give you the life that you love, a life that's above the mediocre, cruddy life that most people have. You know, not saying everybody's lives are horrible or meaningless or valueless. But definitely you're looking to have a life that's not the status quo. You're looking for more. And you're definitely here for that purpose. So I appreciate having you on. I appreciate you guys sharing this. I keep watching the numbers and the show just keeps growing and growing. So I know it's because of you guys. Hey, today I want to kind of get a glimpse because, you know, it's funny. Like this week I've been asked this question multiple times from many people. And people from all over. And so because of that reason, I thought, you know, I might as well share what's been fresh in my mind because one of the big questions I've been asked recently in the last week is, what's your life like each day? You know, because I get a lot of people, even very successful people have been successful in their own right, even seven-figure earners in their businesses. But the one thing they want to figure out is how to create the kind of lifestyle that I have now. Because I don't have, well, one, I'll tell you, it's not overly glamorous. You know, this is not a glamorous lifestyle. Like I'm sitting here in jeans and just chatting away from a hotel room right now. But, you know, I mean, my life is not majorly glamorous. But what the real key is that there is a life of freedom with the life that I've created. And it's been by design. It hasn't been by accident. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what activities I do because a lot of people, they try to figure out, well, how do you get down to like 10 to 20 hours a week? You know, how did you even do that with a business and keep it growing and sustaining and minimize things, you know? So I'll talk about that a little bit too, you know, about really how this all works. So the thing is, there's always more than just what meets the eye, right? I mean, there's definitely the schedule aspect, but then there's also the mental aspect, which is probably even more important than just the schedule. So let me start with the schedule because that's really the easy thing. You know, I'm not kidding when I say, you know, I work 10 to 20 hours a week. You know, when I wake up in the morning, usually I wake up between 6 and 7 o'clock. Occasionally I wake up earlier. Just yesterday I went and went for a longer hike. Decided I wanted to hike, you know, pretty high up a mountain. So I want to have more time to do that. So I got up a little bit earlier. I got up about 5:30. But for the most part, I'm only waking up at like 6 or 7. You know, the first thing I do is I work out. And so that whole power hour you've heard me talk about, that morning ritual, you know, I do that. That's something that I practice on a daily basis. And it may never be perfect. I mean, there's times where I wake up late, you know, it's like 7:30 or so. I got to get moving for the day. And so I might just do something really quick, like quick calisthenics in my house, you know, or push-ups and crunches and things like that, or whatever I might do just to get my blood pumping. But I always do something every morning to get my blood pumping and my body moving. And because I can't really wake up well without it. I really try to avoid looking at my phone too much. I try to avoid doing that. I look more at how do I create, you know, that good day from the get-go. You know, a lot of times I'll end up, you know, praying and things like that or meditating during those quiet hours. It's nice in my household. Everybody kind of sleeps in. Other than my own children, when they come to visit, then they're up way before I am sometimes. So I'm getting up and doing at least some exercise, doing some personal time, you know, kind of get a little bit of that alone time, but more just getting my day started. You know, then I come back, I'll probably end up making breakfast. I end up making a green drink each morning. You know, I do like a little smoothie or something like that. And then I make breakfast for the family. And so we make breakfast, get everybody fed, you know, we, you know, have that family time together, you know, try to connect with my wife as well and connect with the kids a little bit and, and have that time first thing in the morning to get it started off right. Then I'll start really getting to work, you know. Now, I'll admit, sometimes while I'm cooking breakfast, I'll start, like, deleting emails. I love to delete emails, just get rid of stuff, and then focus on my clients' emails or other people that have questions like you guys, you know. So, you know, I'll do that sometimes in the morning, depending on how serious it is. If it's a more serious question, then I'll save it for my work time. By the way, my work time days are typically, you know, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. That's kind of how I have blocked out to actually do meetings and calls and things like that. Now I might do some little things like catch up work on Mondays and maybe a little bit on Fridays, like a bonus day to do stuff. But for the most part, I try to keep it pretty light on those days, especially if I'm driving kids to school. Man, like my Mondays, I'll tell you, I think I mentioned this on another show, but there's some days I'm like, man, my life is crazy, you know, and it's not because of work, because I'm not doing any work sometimes on Mondays. You know, a lot of times I am running kids around back and forth to school, and if it's summertime, then they don't have school. It's kind of easier. I drive less, you know, I don't have to drive 100+ miles taking kids back and forth, you know? So, I mean, there's different things that'll happen, but most of my work days are usually Tuesday mornings and then Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Now, the secret for this, I have to thank my wife for this one, because my wife made me block time out so that she could block time for herself, for her own business. And so I was one of those people that did not like to block time, even though I knew it was a good in theory and concept. I didn't want to do it. But that's something I actually did. And I recommend that for anybody. Is if you're going to try to work, you know, block time. Don't have the scarcity thinking that people, you know, won't meet with you, because the truth is, if they really want to meet with you, they'll find ways to make it work, or you'll find a way to make it work too. So, you know, it's not too hard to make that happen, you know? So, just so you know, that's one of the big things that I've done for myself, and that's been great. And I'm glad my wife kind of forced my hand there. You know, let me kind of derail on that one a little bit more, because this is a question that people have. It's like, well, how'd you get it down to that? You know, like really when I went through that divorce about 3 years ago, it rocked my world, and I emotionally couldn't hack stuff. You know, like I had clients, but I was basically just managing my own clients. I wasn't really doing a lot of marketing or prospecting at that time, because I felt full. Even though I had more than enough time, I felt full. And so I was down to like 5 hours a week during that period of time. Yeah. But my brain felt massively full because of all the emotional things and just the new life and changes going on. It was really hard. But I also realized, too, I still kept doing this podcast during that period of time. And some of my coolest, in my opinion, some of my coolest podcasts, like some of the best ones to help overcome, you know, hardships and things like that came during that period of time. And I had some great podcasts on those topics. And, you know, it was because of that, because I realized that my business could function. I didn't have to force myself, because mentally I kept thinking in my mind, I had to work at least 40, 50, 60 hours a week to justify that I was working hard, that I was doing enough, right? I was feeling like, because the thing was, I was always feeling like I wasn't doing enough. And so when I realized that I was actually doing too much, and I was doing not enough of the right things, I was speaking at too many places. I was accepting every little request or interview of me, you know, I was saying yes to everything. And at that point I realized, you know what, I can say no. And so I started saying no to things. I started cutting out stuff. I started cutting out a lot of networking groups and things like that, that, you know, really when you're online like I am, where you're not bound by geographic region, it just doesn't matter as much to stay in your local place. Now, I still have friends in those groups and I still want to see them from time to time, but, you know, I'm not making a big focus or push to make sure I go to networking events every week. In fact, my business grew when I didn't, because I started focusing on what really worked. And that's kind of where my life changed with my work and my business. And that was one of the biggest secrets, is I mentally had to accept that it wasn't about working longer hours or getting out there and hustling or getting out there and making myself known or putting myself out there, as some people would say. It wasn't about that at all. It was really just simply saying, all right, you know, what are some of the most productive activities I do? And like this podcast show was one of them, because I know I create a relationship with you guys. I actually teach you. And both of us, in a sense, I kind of eliminate, either I push you away or I draw you in. And if I push somebody away, great, then I don't want them talking to me anyways. And if it's something where you feel called, you're like, I feel like you are the guy for me, like, cool. And most of the time, like what happens is that when you guys reach out to me, you are. And you know, or at least it's, and even if it's not like, I can't do something with you right away. It's like, hey, you know, here's some pointers and we'll talk soon. You know, like that's kind of how it works. And so that's why I started to realize like, wait a minute, I don't have to keep hustling and pushing and doing all these kind of things. And so my business changed radically. I mean, it was a drastic change and where, I was able to work less hours and then start to make more money. So then the time blocking came after I married my wife, Adise. And when she had me do that, then I realized, oh, this could actually work and be, you know, somewhat, not just haphazard where I have like, you know, random meetings at random times of the day. It can actually be lumped together and be more effective and do that. So yeah, like I mentioned, like Mondays, I might not hardly do any work. Tuesday mornings, I'll be doing some appointments, as well as some more work there. Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, and then Friday's kind of more free day. Although occasionally I'll do a meeting, you know, for maybe like my own clients, I might do something like that. But for the most part, I'm not doing much work. And, even when I get to the afternoon, I'm making lunch for the family, you know, I'm making lunch then and connecting with them again a little bit. And even if I have to run off and do work, you know, so be it. And, you know, a lot of times we're running errands and things like that. And then, you know, next thing I know, it's the afternoons are over and it's dinner time, you know, and, you know, then I'm cooking dinner for the family. And sometimes my wife, you know, maybe she'll make dinner or we'll work together and make dinner together. You know, by that point we're kind of starving. So we're hoping to make something good, you know, and the evenings for the most part, I don't do any work in the evenings at all. Evenings, weekends, I leave wide open for family time. And truth be told, I mean, I really don't function well in the evening anyways. Like I'm not an evening person when it comes to working. You know, I'm freshest earlier in the day. So I try to do as much as I can early in the day and then be done. And then, you know, we try to get the kids to bed by like 8 or 8:30 and then we've got time to, even my wife and I, we actually have our own nighttime routines where we're even having our own alone time. You know, I'll turn on things like Hulu or Netflix and just, tune out and watch some superhero TV show or something like that. So, my life is pretty, in my opinion, it's kind of simple, although it seems like I do a lot. It's just not a lot in the business. I mean, a lot of it's family time or errand time, honey-do lists and things like that, you know, and even like my office space, you know, it's interesting how simple I like to keep things. And that's one thing that changed in my business is that I start paring things down. You know, I don't have a lot of people that work with me, you know, like work for me, you know, employees and contractors. I mean, I have some contractors and whatnot, but I mean, I used to try to think I had to hire a big team and, you know, like, I'll tell you, like a lot of times people will hire people. And I had a client like this where I looked at his numbers. I was like, man, you're holding on to staff and stuff. Like you're addicted to it. Like he seriously felt like to feel important, he had to have a big office team that really wasn't very productive. He had to have a lot of stuff that just sat around and did nothing. Didn't create income for him. I was like, man, like you could create a life of freedom if you just let go of that. And that's kind of what I did myself. You know, like I let go of trying to have a lot of, you know, trying to have a lot of stuff. And man, my wife made sure that she, you know, got rid of a lot of my, you know, single dad day type stuff and furniture and things like that. It was just junk. She had me get rid of it. And, you know, and even my desk, like she has the bigger, nicer desk. I have seriously like a little, like a fold up table or whatever it is, like a, not a card table, maybe not that bad, but seriously like a little fold up table. Like nothing glamorous at all. I have like a picture hanging up over my wall. Yeah, but that's about it. You know, like I've got a bookshelf with books. And if you guys have seen some of my webinars, you've probably seen some of that. But for the most part, I keep it really simple. I keep my overhead really low. I've shocked coaches when I've showed them my numbers and my business. They're like, how are you doing that? I'm like, I just don't pay for things I don't feel like paying for. You know, if I'm going to invest in things, I want to make sure I get a great, fast return on investment on it. Otherwise, I don't want to invest in it. And so I keep my expenses as low as I possibly can. And I try to make my income as high as possible with the least amount of time possible. For me, it's all about leverage. You know, I'm trying to leverage everything in my day. You know, and the days aren't perfect. You know, I still have, you know, I did a Facebook post on this recently. I still have fears. You know, I still have distractions and things that come up. You know, my wife and I will still argue. I mean, we argue passionately, you know, so I mean, we have those kind of things. I have my kids that drive me nuts. And there's some of those Mondays when I'm driving like 100 plus miles going back and forth thinking, is this really my life? Do I really like this? You know? And sometimes I have to question like what it's really for. By the way, I have found ways to make those drives more enjoyable. Often when I do drive like kids to school and things like that, when I'm coming back alone or with maybe one or two kids, I'll turn on my Audible. I'll do audiobooks and I'll listen to them at like 1.5 speed. So it goes through the book faster. So I've been listening to books like The Science of Getting Rich lately and The Big Leap, which is a great book. Love that book. And so, you know, just those are the kind of books that I read lately. And so I try to fit those kind of things in throughout my morning to make it worthwhile and read scriptures and pray and all that kind of stuff. Right. And so, I mean, that's my typical day. I mean, the mindset that really I go for is that freedom. That is ultimately what I look for, is how to live that quality of life. And so let me give you a few tips for you in creating that. One, you got to know what that life looks like. Like, what would the ideal life look like? For me, my ideal life is not actually being with my family 24/7. In fact, the longer I'm with my family and the less I'm doing this kind of stuff, the crazier I get, the more irritable I get. Because what I do here is more of a mission. It's a passion. It's something I love. You know, I've said this before, like seriously, I could just stop coaching altogether and just live on the residual and passive streams of income I've created, both in my business and outside of my business. But you know, like, that's the thing. Changing people's lives is what gives me that passion, that fire. That's what makes my day awesome. And so I had to find out what that was. So for me, like, the point where my fire begins to burn and kindle a little bit brighter is I have to work at least 10 hours a week. So I could go back down to a 4-hour work week, right? But I've done that and my passion dwindled, my fire dwindled, and I love keeping that fire alive. I love teaching. I'm a teacher first and foremost. You know, I love being a leader and a teacher that way. And so for me, I got to make sure I still teach. Otherwise I lose that fire and that passion in my life. And so I love my family and I'll spend good time with them, but that's not everything. I can't just only do family. For me, it's about teaching. And so that's why I do what I do. So identify for yourself as like, what is my ideal life? Like, what would my ideal day look like? My perfect day. And trust me, my perfect day isn't running around kids. That just comes with the package, right? But my perfect day is doing a little bit of teaching and working with, you know, helping people that appreciate it, that actually are grateful and can see the power of it in their lives. Like, those are the people I love working with and will love to talk to. Maybe not all day long, but definitely a good chunk of the day, you know, at least half the day, right? That's the kind of thing I love doing, you know, and then having that time with family and, you know, be able to have time to connect with my wife and do date nights, which sometimes we get caught up in busyness. And even though we always aim for at least one or two date nights a week or dates a week, you know, sometimes it's a lunch date, you know, sometimes it doesn't always happen. And so we have to fit that in at some point, you know? And so I got to tell you that I love my life. And so for you guys, I want you to create that life that you love too, but you got to understand what that looks like. Map it out. And it doesn't happen overnight, but you can start making steps towards it. You know, it might be just rearranging your schedule a little bit. It could be just make sure you add something into your life a little bit more. You know, yesterday, I went for that big hike. I loved it because that gave me some alone time. Because even though I love being around people, I also love to be alone. You know, I'm like that weirdest, introverted extrovert you've ever met, you know? I love doing that. I love to be able to be in nature. And that's why we're buying the house we're buying, because we get this beautiful view that we can wake up to every morning. You know, that's the kind of stuff we do, you know? And so map that out for yourself. Map out that kind of life. Start small. Just start with the little things and just piece it in. But I'll tell you, the biggest work you're going to have to do is your head work. Because if you've been like me, you're caught up, you have to overwork yourself, right? And there's going to be another episode I'm going to do on those of you that are the overworked underachievers, right? Overworked overachievers, you know, so to speak. I've got a show coming up for you guys. Just know that you got to, most of the time, you just got to believe it's possible. Get rid of the busy stuff. For me, my secret in my business to figure out what activities to get rid of, so I just focus on the few productive ones, is I kind of did the Pareto's principle, you know, the 80-20 rule. But I went to the 80-20 rule of the 80-20 rule. So I look for the best 4%. So who are my top clients? Not just my 20%, but my top 4% of clients. Who are they? Who do they know? How do I speak to them and to those people? By the way, when I talk on the show, I'm actually talking to those people, you know, the people that are kind of high achievers, but they feel like they're overworked and they're looking for that life of freedom. And they probably have the resources to do it. They just don't know how, right? That's why I do this show. And so, like, I call out to those people, and those are the perfect kind of clients I work with, even though I can help people of all kinds of places, right? That's where I get the best success. And so, you know, I mean, just really finding those activities and then cutting out the rest and being okay with that. Sometimes it's actually okay to sit around and do nothing. You know, I'm not saying do nothing in your business totally, but sometimes that we get busy thinking we just have to keep doing things. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes the best thing you do is do the right thing. Keep your priorities straight. Make sure your spiritual and your family life is first, and then business is third. That's what's worked for me. Every time I've done that, money always shows up. The right resources always show up at the right time. So guys, that's my tip for you. That's my typical day. Hopefully it was kind of exciting and interesting. You know, for me, it's just my day. It's my life. By the way, I hardly ever dress up. I love wearing shorts and t-shirts. And a lot of times I end up just wearing workout clothes when I'm doing my teaching and working with clients. You know, I might even shower. You know, I usually do shower, but, you know, sometimes I'll shower. It would be like midday before I even get into the shower. So, you know, my life isn't glamorous, but you know what? I love my life. It's a wonderful life. It's the kind of life that many people that make great money envy. And I'm okay with that. You know, like it's the kind of thing that I think anybody can create, anybody can have. It's just, you have to design it the way that you want it. You don't have to look like my life, but design the life that you want to create for yourself. So everybody, I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.